Speaking of the phone lines, that's where we're going to go to the Metro PCS hotline and bring in Nat Moore, former Dolphins great wide receiver. Nat, how you doing this afternoon?
Fantastic, Greg. How are you guys doing over there, man?
Hey, we're doing great, especially since we got to see the team on the field for the first time at the OTA yesterday. So we finally have some football activity to talk about. And speaking of that, Nat, assuming everyone is healthy, how good do you think this wide receiving core can be, knowing what's been added to it this offseason?
Well, I think there's unlimited possibilities because they got competition now. You know, when you've got competition, it forces guys to raise their level of play. And, you know, when I look around, I was actually out there this morning and had a chance to see these guys and watching some of the injured guys coming back. And then, of course, watching Jarvis Landry and Williams. This is probably the deepest group of wide receivers we've seen in probably 7 or 8 years.
And Nat, you got a chance, if you saw him this morning, you got a chance to look at that offense and the fast pace that it's going to be at. It looks like we got a good mix of guys, inside and outside guys. Look like they can handle this type of pace. Also, you know, with the pace, you see Mike Wallace playing at a better rate of speed than he usually has.
Yeah, I talked to Mike a little bit, OJ, and you know, he felt good. You know, he's made all the practices. You know, he says that he's really looking to have a banner year. He realizes that last year he never was in the kind of shape he needed to be in. You know, it was his first time down here in this heat and humidity, you know, is what I think it was. And now he's conditioned himself to do so he hasn't missed any reps, and he's only going to be stronger. But the difference is, he's also, both he and Brian Hartline are being pushed by these other guys. I'm telling you, and you went through it too, OJ, when you've got guys that say, hey, you know what, if you slip a step, I'm going to have your job, it forces you to continue to grow and get better.
And let's talk about a guy you've probably watched for a few years playing against your Florida Gators and Jarvis Landry at LSU. How do you think he'll fit in? He looks like a solid, you know, inside-outside type of guy that's already NFL ready to go. How do you see Jarvis Landry fitting in with this group?
Well, I think that, you know, he's the up-and-coming guy that can do everything. You know, I watched him today, and, you know, he made some phenomenal catches. But, you know, what I love is he gets his head around. When he comes out of that break, he drops his weight, squares up, comes out of the break, gets his head around, locates the football, especially on curls and square ends and turnouts and things of that nature. And he has such soft hands that, you know, you don't hear that pounding that you normally hear with some guys when they get surprised. You know, the quarterbacks were throwing the ball early, forcing the receivers to get their head around, locate the football, and make the catch. And then what I really liked, Juice, was I watched him catch a ball, slide down, jump up, and then run another 30, 40 yards. You know, getting in the habit of trying to score each and every time you touch that football. You know, it's got to become habit. You can't, you know, catch the ball for 5, 10 yards, turn around, go back to the hole, and then think it's going to change in the game.
Nat, you mentioned about the competition that's out here, you know, through the first couple of days of OTAs. And the one thing that I recognized yesterday, it might not even be the competition on the field for some guys, but it's maybe the position coaches and maybe an influence from a peer. You know, JT's been out here for the last couple of days. I think that has to get the attention of a Deion Jordan, you know, to make you twitch a little bit faster when you know he's watching you, because he can give you so much advice to get you from maybe a 4 or a 5 up to a 9 or a 10 very quickly because of what he can give you as a player. What are your opinions of having a guy like that played at such a high level, you know, being really a mentor for a guy that kind of looks like him, kind of going through the same things maybe in year one that he went through?
Well, you know, I think that's, you know, something that you just can't find anywhere anyway. And truly, John, with the amount of alumni, guys that we have around here, guys that really played this game at a high level, guys that are potential Hall of Famers, Pro Bowlers, you know, coach has extended an invitation to several players. And we'll be talking to more players, I think. I mean, believe it or not, I guess last Monday or Tuesday, shall I say, Nick Bonacani went out and spoke to the team.
Right.
You know, I had a chance to talk with the team today when I was out there. I mean, I think that, you know, we have so many guys that have been through what they're going through. And sometimes what happens is players start to feel like, you know, it's tough, it's hot. But when you get other guys that say, hey, you know, there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, you become one of those players that helped brought that elite status back to the Miami Dolphins organization. This team has a chance to do something special. You know, the Miami Dolphins haven't even made it to an AFC championship game since 1982. Haven't played in a Super Bowl since, 92. Haven't played in a Super Bowl since 1984. Haven't won one since 1973. So you got a group of young men that if they could come together with the same common goal, Greg, they have a chance to do something special. They have a chance to write their name in South Florida as the next great team to bring the Dolphins back to that elite status. And that's what we're all looking for. That's what we're all hoping for. And, you know, when Coach and his staff allows us to come out and help mentor or talk to the guys or just, you know, whatever we can do, that's what we all want.
Without a doubt, Nadia, I'm getting pumped up with framing that for us here. So absolutely. Awesome that you had the opportunity to speak to the team today. Nat Moore, former Dolphins great wide receiver, joining us here on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS Hotline. And, Nat, I want to change the subject just a little bit here because I know there's a big event you're going to be involved with on Friday at the Broward County Convention Center. That's the annual Orange Bowl Impact and Excellence Awards, or the OBEs, and it's a taste of South Florida this year. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on Friday night.
Well, this is an event. This is the one big fundraiser each and every year for the Orange Bowl Committee. And the Orange Bowl Committee, which most people don't know, is not just about an Orange Bowl game. It's about youth football. It's about youth football clinics, coaching clinics, health and wellness fairs. I mean, we do so much. As well, it's all about economical impact. You know, if you think about the Notre Dame-Alabama game, you know, there were possibly $300 million of economical impact spent here in South Florida. So, you know, the Orange Bowl has been around for 80 years, and the OBs is just another way that we get back into the community, raise money to give out in the community. And when you look at this event, this year we're changing the format. It's a culinary experience with celebrity chefs and outstanding restaurants competing to capture titles of the best chef and restaurant as chosen by the patrons. And, you know, they've got celebrity chefs, you know, Norman Van Aken, a James Beard Award winner, Fabio Viviani, who is getting ready to open up a Miami version of his Chicago-based Sienna Tavern, as well as Ralph Pagano and Paula De Silva. And, you know, when you think about it, it's a night of having fun, giving out awards, raising money that's going to make South Florida better. And that's what the Orange Bowl is really about, is serving the South Florida community, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. And none of this could be done without Florida Blue or some of our great sponsors like Public Supermarket, as well as Sun Life and the Miami Dolphins. So we encourage everybody to come out, be a part of this, support this event. I guarantee you'll have a blast. You'll eat some great food, drink some outstanding beverages. Tickets are $85 for general admission, and for those that are VIPs, it's $200. Business attire, 21 and older, and this is all happening in the great county of Broward at the Broward Convention Center, and it's from 7 to 10 this coming Friday night. For more information, they can go on our website, orangebowl.org, or call 305-341-4701. Once again, orangebowl.org, or call 305-341-4701. Sign up, get your tickets, come on out, hang out, have some fun.
Good stuff there, Nat. And speaking of the Orange Bowl, I think a lot of people are interested who love to attend the game on an annual basis. With this new college football playoff system, how is that going to affect the Orange Bowl and Sun Life Stadium?
Well, it's good and bad, and the good part is that we're still part of that process. You know, every third year we host a semifinal game, and the bad part, there are no guarantees. You used to be guaranteed a national championship game every fourth year. Well, now we have to go into a bid process similar to the Super Bowl, where we go out and we offer a bid, and hopefully we win that. The good part about it is the 2 years that we do not host the semifinals, we will have the winner from the ACC versus either a Big Ten an SEC or Notre Dame game here. So as well as we now will get back to where we're doing the New Year's holiday. So a lot of good, you know, some indifferent, but the tough part is that every four years we hosted the championship game. Now we've got to go out and bid and hope that we're able to secure it.
Yes, that's certainly going to be interesting. I think fans want the playoff system, so it's great that the Orange Bowl is involved, without a doubt. Hey, just to remind everybody again what Nat was just talking about, go to orangebowl.org if you want any more information about the OBs coming up at Taste of South Florida this Friday night at the Broward Convention Center. As Nat was just explaining, sounds like it's going to be a great event. And the emphasis on this as well is that the Orange Bowl isn't just the game, but they do a lot for the community down here, as Nat just told us. Hey, Nat, thank you very much for joining us here on the Finsiders. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Anytime, guys.